These people would cherish to have such evening coming every day in their life, but they can have it just once. Sunday evening was a moment of joy for hundreds of Rohingya Muslims in New Delhi, who have been ignored by the world community and left into destitution. A non-profit organization, Khudai Khidmatgar, arranged an iftar for these people who are running short of food supplies, water and other basic essentials during this holy month of Ramadan.
Today we are organizing a small iftar party of these refugees here, and some local people are also helping to these refugees here in those are from Burma. They are living here in very bad conditions, and we are appealing from whole world that they should come forward and help to these refugees.
Hamid, one of the refugee here, says that this is our destiny, or you may call us the most unfortunate people on the earth, as we belong to nowhere. But many refugees here say that they are thankful to God, first of all, that they are alive, and secondly, they would like to thank these people who have bought them food to eat, otherwise no one is able to see their anguish.
Several thousand of these Muslim refugees are estimated to be living in India, in different states, for several years now. And most of them are literally on the brink of starvation, and the plight of their misery remains unheard.
These Myanmar refugees in India are dragged into extreme poverty and neglect, while they dream for peaceful survival in the world's largest democracy. They say their conditions are pathetic, their children are having health issues, and they have no food to eat and no help.
Conditions in the Myanmar government, whatever they have done, it's unbelievable, and one cannot understand how they are doing this one. And they should see these things should not happen in future, with not only with Muslims, with any other community, particularly to save the humanity.
Myanmar is a war-ridden country where more than 800,000 Muslims are being caught up in what is known as the government-sponsored ethnic cleansing. Munawwar Zaman, Press TV, New Delhi.